Your North Iowa news continues on KCHA. A North Iowa man charged with sexual abuse has pleaded not guilty while still hoping to have the case moved to juvenile court. A criminal complaint filed by Mason City Police states that 21-year-old J.J. Matten of Mason City committed sexual abuse by force or against the will of another individual at a home in northern Mason City sometime between May 2015 and April of 2021. Matten was arrested last month on a charge of third-degree sexual abuse, a Class C felony, punishable by up to 10 years in prison. He was due in Sarogordo County District Court on Monday for arraignment, but filed a written plea of not guilty last week. Matten's trial is now scheduled to start on February 24th. However, Matten has filed a motion to transfer the case to juvenile court, which was contingent on juvenile court services conducting an investigation for the purpose of collecting information relevant to the court's decision and submit a report to the court at least 3 days prior to the hearing. As of Tuesday, the report had not been prepared, and the hearing on Matten's motion was continued to February 2nd. A Northeast Iowa woman is facing felony charges after she was accused of scamming over $20,000 from a Vietnam War veteran. Hudson police launched an investigation in May 2025 after the veteran's family noticed unauthorized transactions on his bank account, including Venmo charges. Investigators alleged that 29-year-old Jenna Eschen of Waterloo had accessed the victim's banking information, transferring more than $10,000 to her Venmo PayPal account between January and May of last year. Authorities also discovered multiple fraudulent credit cards opened in the victim's name, incurring charges exceeding $10,000, with the victim unaware of the activity. Wednesday, Hudson police arrested Eschen on charges of theft in the first degree against an older individual, a Class B felony, and unauthorized use of a credit card over $10,000, a Class C felony. A North Iowa woman accused of hateful harassment has agreed to a plea deal. The Mitchell County Sheriff's Office arrested 35-year-old Ashley Bartles of Riceville in April 2025 after she made offensive remarks to a female victim and a group of her friends. The woman also claimed Bartles pushed her and made death threats. According to criminal complaints, MCSO located Bartles at an Osage hotel where she admitted to calling the victim derogatory names and directing abusive epithets about their sexuality and gender. She was also found with marijuana and THC gummies and resisted arrest, with law enforcement having to tackle her to the ground to get her into handcuffs. Bartles was initially charged with 4 counts of first-degree harassment and 1 count of possession of marijuana, all aggravated misdemeanors. In May 2025, 4 additional counts were added against Bartles for assault, violation of individual rights, all serious misdemeanors. On Monday, a Mitchell County District Court judge approved orders accepting deals for Bartles to plead guilty to 1 count of first-degree harassment and 1 count of assault, violation of individual rights. Her sentencing date is now scheduled for February 24th. Court records show that in December 2019, Bartles was convicted for assaulting a Howard County Sheriff's deputy, including throwing a lit cigarette at him, spitting on him, and threatening to shoot him in the head. In December 2021, she was convicted for threatening a female co-worker at an Osage bar and then preventing the victim from calling 911. A Northeast Iowa man who possessed a firearm while also possessing drugs he intended to distribute has been sentenced to more than 8 years in federal prison. In a plea agreement, 33-year-old Darius Caston of Waterloo admitted that officers found marijuana, methamphetamine, and a stolen and loaded gun in Caston's car after stopping him on January 1, 2025. Caston admitted he intended to distribute the narcotics that were in the car and that it was illegal for him to possess a gun because he had been previously convicted of a felony offense. Last August, Caston pleaded guilty to 1 count of possession with intent to distribute a controlled substance and 1 count of carrying a firearm during and in relation to a drug trafficking crime. On Wednesday, Caston was sentenced in Cedar Rapids by United States District Court Judge Leonard T. Strand to 100 months in federal prison. He must also serve a 4-year term of supervised release after prison. There is no parole in the federal system. Caston is being held in United States Marshals custody until he can be transported to a federal prison. The case was investigated by the Cedar Rapids Police Department and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. St. Ansgar Community School District has been awarded a 2026-27 STEM Best Program Award, along with a $50,000 grant to expand hands-on career and technical education for students in grades 8 through 12. The award will support the addition of a truck driving simulator, providing students with authentic, industry-grade learning experiences and pathways to high-demand careers in transportation and logistics. In a social media post, Superintendent Tony Hyatt says special recognition goes to industrial arts teacher Craig Christensen, who submitted the grant application and championed this innovative project. His vision, along with strong partnerships with local businesses, will have a lasting impact on students and the community. Hyatt added it's an exciting step forward for career-ready learning. On this date, January 15, 1963, bitterly cold air settled across Iowa, sending temperatures plummeting to record levels. Reported low temperatures included 31 degrees below zero at Charles City and Osage, 34 degrees below zero at New Hampton, minus 35 at Cresco, 39 below at Decorah, and 40 degrees below at Saratoga in Howard County, a level which was only reached a handful of times in Iowa during the 20th century. Tonight on Fab Oldies, 1580 AM and 103.3 FM KCHA, it's a Charles City Girls Boys Basketball doubleheader. The Comets at Iowa Falls Alden. Coverage will start at about 6 o'clock. Tonight on 95.9 KCHA, it's Nashville Plainfield Wrestling at North Butler, with Central Springs and West Hancock also competing there. Wrestling action starts at 6. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. That's your North Iowa News on KCHA, also available online at kchanews.com.